Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose. Rose Colombo right here for you. We're back again. We're usually on between 12 and 1 p.m. every Wednesday, God willing. But there is what is called a bot that somebody interfered with the studio. And therefore, we couldn't continue our show from 12 o'clock today. So we've rescheduled for 12:30 to 1:30. I hope you got that message, which I posted online. And it's still a very exciting show today because we were lucky enough, fortunate enough, to have Dr. John Lubacki with us today and agreed to call back in and enter into the world of authors and experts. If you just joined us today, as you know, every Wednesday we have a very special guest from around the world who's an author or an expert or both, and they talk about their human interests and their particular expertise. And today, Dr. Lubacki is going to talk to us about cancer, and he just wrote a book hot off the press, We Can Now Easily End Cancer. Very, very important to each one of us, as cancer is on everybody's mind subconsciously, if not consciously, or we know someone in our families or friends or neighbors, or we hear about it consistently. And we definitely need this information. Dr. Lubacki was a big hit recently at the 47th Annual Cancer Convention hosted by the Cancer Control Society over the Labor Day weekend, which happens every year on the Labor Day weekend, which is a great, great conference for anyone, the public, to attend. Dr. Lubacki has been a naturopathic doctor for close to 15 years, and he's written 12 books on natural methods of healing patients, how to never have back trouble, how to never have allergies, how to prevent cancer, etc. So let's just get started and let's say hello to Dr. John Lubacki and welcome him to Colombo Chronicles Live. Hi, Dr. Lubacki. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Yes, I hear you well. Thank you.
Oh, so welcome. And welcome, and we thank you for calling back into the show. There's technical problems today for some reason, but those things happen. What can we do, right? You can help cure us, but we can't do anything about the interference.
Yes, yes.
So, Dr. Lubacki, we were talking about your latest book, We Can Now Easily End Cancer, which is very exciting to the majority of Americans and people around the world. And so one of the key questions I had asked you was, what is the main case of sickness, or the main cause of sickness?
Okay. The main cause of sickness in our world, in our language, so to say, is chemicals, toxicity, parasites, infections, and an inability to cleanse the body enough.
So we have bacteria and parasites inside our bodies. So are there good bacteria or are they all bad?
Well, I don't know. But there's a new method of getting rid of these bacteria, which I discovered accidentally. And with this method, a new way of using a homeopathic imprinter, you cannot have anything inside your body. It kills all parasites and bacteria and so on at once.
Yes, I saw that on your website, and it's very, very intriguing. Do people have to go to your office to get these treatments?
No, not at all. They have to get an imprinter themselves and then use it as directed.
Okay, so you can do it at home and protect yourself.
So, yes,
yes. As I told you when I was in elementary school, a nun had told us to think of our bodies as a car, because the car has to keep moving, it has to be kept turned on, it has to be maintained, oil, greased, gasoline. And so with your particular method in the imprinter, so does that also require exercise?
Exercise? Well, of course. But you see, you have to exercise. But the main thing is that if you use the imprinter the way we use it now, and if you use the laser, if you have the correct laser and so on, you cannot be sick. It's impossible to be sick.
Oh.
Cancer is out of the question. Cancer is the easiest thing in the world to cure.
Really? And so is it the imprinter that helps prevent the cancer?
Well, see, cancer is misunderstood. Cancer is not a disease at all. It's a symptom that you are contaminated with metals, chemicals, and radiation. And the imprinter and the laser remove all these. So if you do this correctly, you cannot have cancer. It's impossible.
Well, today, Dr. Lubecki, we have computers and cell phones and smart meters and 5G towers, and we're assaulted with radiation at the airports. We don't even know what levels of radiation we're being assaulted with at the airports with those naked X-rays. And there's no protection at all provided for Americans who must go through this process, or they can't fly to grandma's house. So that's a lot of radiation every single day, right?
Yes, but the radiation, which seems to be by far the most important, is that caused by cell phones. And they can be, so to say, doctored so they will not cause radiation. If 99% of radiation poisoning is caused by cell phones, and if you do the right thing, they will stop causing radiation poisoning. So
the cell phones, how do you keep from getting radiation from the cell phone?
Yes. And you see, if you bring the cell phone to us, we will do something and it will stop causing trouble.
Really? Oh, that's fantastic.
Once again, if you do all this correctly, you cannot be sick. It's impossible to be sick.
Wow, that is very exciting. And so you also talk about on your website, I was reading it, you talk about there are, what are the causes of back trouble and misalignments? Because most of us, it happens to us at least once in our lifetime, because one time I was moving furniture and I injured my back and I couldn't even pick up a cup of coffee for a couple of weeks. I had to lay flat on my back.
I know. But you see, once again, in China, the way they did things in China, there was no such thing as back trouble. And if you follow this protocol of ours, you cannot have back trouble. It's impossible.
Really? That is amazing. So when we go...
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We recently had patients... Our patients had tremendous back trouble for over 40 years. And literally within minutes, she had no back pain. She hasn't had any back pain anymore. We've had many cases like that of people who had chronic back problems for decades. And and they have no trouble at all now. I mean, I'm a good example myself. I used to have back trouble a lot, and now I'm already 88 years old, and I have not the slightest pain.
That's amazing. So with the back problem, do they have to come to the office for that treatment?
Well, unfortunately, they should at least to be taught what to do once. You only have to come once. And the adjustment lasts for life. Once we adjust them and we do everything, they'll be okay forever.
My goodness.
It doesn't have to be repeated.
Wow. And what about improving the immune system? Isn't it the immune system that causes us to become sick if our immune system isn't strong?
Well, yes, but you see, the immune system will automatically improve if this protocol is followed. The immune system will have no trouble in defeating all sickness if you do what we recommend here.
And so can you tell us a little more about your imprinter?
Yes. Homeopathic remedies are in homeopathy, you remove what you want to remove. With homeo means the same, and pathic pathology, with the vibrations of the same pathology, if they are magnified enough. Well, now we have a new method of magnifying these vibrations so that infections and parasites and so on are impossible, and it only takes seconds. It doesn't take a long time to do this. It takes no time at all.
So what are the magnetic therapy pads? What do you mean by that?
What do you do
with those?
They are a help, but they're not essential.
Okay, they're not essential. Okay, what about your ionic detox foot bath? Can you purchase that, or do you have to go into the office?
No, you can purchase that, by all means. That is extremely helpful. We've had a number of patients who are scheduled to have their legs amputated because they could not control their infection with drugs. And when they came here, we used that, and they got rapidly better, and they didn't have their legs removed.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And so what do you mean by Metatron electrical stimulators? What do they do to the body in reality?
We don't use them anymore. They were a good adjunct, but they're not essential by any means. They're very expensive too.
Oh, okay. And then you also have something called the turbosonic vibrational therapy. What is that, and what does it do?
That's wonderful if you can't exercise. You can stand on that, and that shakes you up. It shakes you and shakes you, and it exercises for you, so to say. But it's not essential either. It's a useful thing, but it's not essential.
Does it help, like, tighten the blood mass, the muscles, and help stimulate the blood vessels and that type of thing?
It helps. It's wonderful. It's excellent. I use it myself every day. It's excellent for people who can't exercise. Like, I couldn't exercise because I had knee surgery on both sides. And I was still on that, and that got me through it.
Wow. And so what about the vitamins and supplements for your immune system? Do you recommend vitamins
okay.
and supplements?
They are essential, yes. In China, once again, they found that as long as the energy flow in the meridians is not interfered with, you cannot be sick. It's impossible to be sick. And vitamins and minerals appear to form a part of these meridians. So the meridians literally become incomplete if you're deficient in vitamins and minerals. So it's essential to take some supplements, especially alfalfa, herbs, and so on.
Okay. So you talk about autism and allergies, chronic pain, Crohn's disease, emphysema, fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's disease, heart disease, hemorrhoids, Lyme disease, and multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
I don't know what Hashimoto's disease is.
Oh, yes. It's fatigue.
Oh, fatigue.
Chronic fatigue.
I got it. Oh, okay. And then what about Lyme disease? What is causing Lyme disease?
Oh, that's nothing. You get rid of that immediately with the printer.
Okay, with the printer. Okay. And then do you do any kind of massage or chiropractic
No, we don't do massage, but I mean massage is very helpful. It makes you feel better.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. And so you also talk about a Lubecki soft laser. What is the soft laser?
The laser removes or neutralizes metals, which are so harmful. So the imprinter removes the chemicals and so on, and the parasites, infections, and so on, and the laser removes or neutralizes the metals. So if you use the imprinter and the laser properly, correctly, you cannot be sick. It's impossible to be sick.
Good grief. That's fantastic. And so, because everybody wants to feel good and feel healthier and younger and, you know, and so this homeopathic imprinter, how does it work? You place your hands on these two pads? Is that what you do?
Well, homeopathy means homeo is the same, pathy, pathology. In homeopathy, you remove the cold with vibrations of the same cold if they are magnified enough. So you see, so far, what was wrong with homeopathy, or what was difficult about it, was that they were trying to make up homeopathic remedies, and that was very difficult, and a person would have many things wrong with them, so it cost a lot of money and would take a long time. Now there's a new way of using homeopathy, which removes the whole thing in a matter of seconds. It's all described in that book of mine.
Okay, and then in your book, which is We Can Now Easily End Cancer, what are some of the success stories? Do you mention any of the success stories in your book?
Well, we do mention just a few. I don't know why, well, not that many, but once again, if you do what's written down in that book, it says on the title, it says if these methods are used, sickness is virtually impossible.
Oh, okay. And so what I know that you mentioned, which kind of caught my attention, that there are about 2,000 pores and over 7,000 nerve endings at the soles of the foot. And the pores of our skin are part of the system that excretes toxins and waste materials in our bodies. So this would also help, probably a lot, help elderly people who are finding it harder and harder to walk, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, in the book there's a whole chapter on scars and calluses on the feet. And it says if you don't treat your feet and your scars every day, you will never get well. It makes a tremendous difference. Doing the feet and doing scars, I had a patient who had a nervous tic, and we could not get rid of this tic until I found that she had a tiny scar on the back of her head. And as soon as we rubbed that scar, the tic stopped. And, I mean, scars are tremendously harmful, and everybody should read about them in that book. Like I said, it's on the chapter starts off by saying that unless you treat your scars and calluses every day, you may never get well.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you also say about the I was in the beauty industry for a long time, so I know about pedicures and so forth and reflexology. And so you say that your ionic, which I'm very interested in, this ionic foot bath, that it removes the toxins from the body and that it splits the water molecules into their component oxygen and hydrogen ions. So when a person holds their feet in the water, the ions pass through the skin into the blood and the oxygen ions that are carried
yes.
through the parts of the body and combine with metabolic waste in the tissues. And then the oxidized waste passes through the skin back to the water in the foot bath. That's amazing because, you know, when you live near the ocean, people talk about, oh, you can breathe in the ions when you go down to the ocean, or if you live near it, you get to breathe in the ions and they help clear the mind. So are those the same ions they're talking about?
I suppose they probably are thinking about the same thing, but the homeopathic foot bath is wonderfully helpful. It's not homeopathic. This ionizing foot bath is wonderfully helpful. It's unbelievably helpful in detoxifying the body and so on. And we've had a number of patients who had chronic infections, which literally brought them to the verge of dying. They were literally dying when they came to us. And as soon as we did these foot baths plus everything else, within a day or two, they were incredibly better.
My goodness. And another thing that is, of course, a major problem today is heart disease and Bernie Sanders, the candidate for president, Senator Bernie Sanders. We wish him well. He just went into the hospital with a heart problem to have two stents put in, so he'll be down and recovering for a while. So how do you help people with heart disease?
Well, wonderfully. The foot bath is very useful in that, and we give them herbs which remove the plaque, and the blood pressure drops down, the heart evens out, and so on. It's wonderful.
Okay, and, you know, a lot of people, we don't really talk about it much, but they end up with MS, multiple sclerosis, and does that have to do with too many toxins in the body?
If settling of the plaque in the arteries is caused by bad diet, and the diet has to be changed. If you want to be healthy, you have to eat a good diet. And now there are herbs, wonderful herbs we have here, which clean out the plaque very quickly and bring the blood pressure down to normal and so on.
So in your book, We Can Now Easily End Cancer, which is amazing. Do you also relate cancer to stress?
To stress?
Stress, you know, stress levels, excessive stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, stress. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure to some extent, I mean, if cancer is just a symptom of being toxic, so I mean, stress doesn't in itself won't make you toxic.
Oh, okay, because a lot of people say, you know, stress is a killer, you know, so I was curious about that.
Well, I'm sure it has its, but I think it has nothing to do with cancer, not really.
Okay. And then what about your teeth? I mean, do your teeth have anything to do with the
gums
in the teeth?
I mean, there was a time when many people believed that dentists were the number one cause of cancer when they put all this metal in the person's mouth. And that is a largely truth. It's not entirely true, but it's largely true. What dentists did by putting amalgam in people's teeth and crowns, nickel crowns and so on, was unbelievably harmful. But now we see the laser will neutralize all that. So if you use the laser, it doesn't matter that much.
Okay. And then a lot of people have emphysema from smoking. That's a huge problem. I know people who have died from emphysema. So Which products would be the best for them?
A good diet would be very good. And, I mean, obviously, emphysema, you want to clean yourself out, detox yourself.
So does detox also, mean not just the ionic detox foot bath, the soft laser treatment, that homeopathic printer, et cetera, but also it means being proactive with your diet and detoxing, like fasting?
Oh, that's wonderful. There's a book, Save Your Life with Fasting, I think it's called. I can't remember the name of the book. What is it called? By who is it? Oh, come on. It gives 100 people who went on a fast and how they incredibly got better. And fasting is wonderful.
And then one other thing I wanted to ask you is you had two patients who were paralyzed and could not move, which happened to me 30 years ago, and I ended up in ICU near death, and I was paralyzed from the waist down. And so I had more of a miraculous healing, and I actually called my mother and told her to bring me, because at the time I was using Shackley, and I asked her to bring me all the protein and all the vitamins and blah, 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 and alfalfa. I was taking alfalfa. So I truly believe that mind over matter plus what you're saying is very, very important, detoxifying the body and using herbs and vitamins. And now you have these wonderful, wonderful products, the soft laser therapy, homeopathic imprinter, ionic detox, foot bath, the Metatron electrical stimulators, etc. I find that very exciting and very new and natural, and I find it really encouraging, enlightening, and empowering for people around the world to know about your information. I really, truly do.
You see, once again, in China, they discovered that there is no, if there is no interference with the energy flow in the body, you cannot be sick. Therefore, the important thing was to discover what was interfering, and we couldn't do that. But now we can. This wonderful new method allows you to discover what is interfering with the energy flow in just a matter of a few seconds, you see. So now we can cure anything, because if you can return, if you can remove all the interference with the energy flow, the patient will always get well. It's amazing. I mean, you are talking about these people who are paralyzed. Well, when they came in, well, they didn't come in, they were brought in on a stretcher. When they came here, I discovered what was interfering with their energy flow, and we removed it, and they got up, and they were okay right away. Within an hour or two, they were walking around as if they had never been paralyzed.
I am so impressed and so excited about what you are doing, Dr. John Lubecki, and I feel so honored that you are on my show today. I apologize for the interference we had. I have no idea what happened. That happens with technology, I guess. And first time for me, so I was a little surprised. But your information is so invaluable. And I want to know, how do the audience contact you?
Oh, our number is 916-966-7395.
Okay, that's 916-966-7395, and
correct.
You also have a website.
Yes, we have
right?
a website.
Lubecki Wellness.
Yes,
oh, go ahead.
Lubecki Wellness. That's correct. Yes, Lubecki Wellness.
Yes, L-U-B like boy, E-C like Charlie, K-I. W E like Edward, L like Larry, N like Nancy, E S S like Sam, LubeckiWellness.com. And I certainly suggest everyone to prevent any problems, or if you have certain problems, to call Dr. John Lubecki at 916-966-7395. And also to go on his website at LubeckiWellness.com for natural help. And Dr. Lubecki, how do they get your book? We Can Now Easily End Cancer and any of your other 12 books.
They can call us.
Oh, okay. They can call you? Call you. Okay, that's perfect. Well, I just appreciate everything you provided for us, all the information. It's invaluable, And I look forward to hearing more stories about people who have gone through your program. Where are you located?
We're in Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay. So they would just call if they wanted to come and make an appointment?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so, and do you have the products there if they wanted to buy products while they're
there?
We have
everything here, yes.
Okay, and then if they wanted to order them, can they be mailed out?
Of course.
Okay, perfect. All right, I just want to thank you again, and God bless you for all the work you're doing to help people stay alive and healthy, and God bless you, and you stay healthy too.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye. I hope I meet you one day.
Oh, I would love to meet you. I would love to go to your facility and bring my daughter who suffers from sinuses.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely going to tell her about this. I will. I probably will.
You won't believe how she'll improve.
Oh, I would love to see her. She suffers a lot with the sinus, and it just bothers me, and I thought...
This will put an end to it at once, and you'll see how this works, and I'll find lots of other things wrong with her.
Okay. I'm going to tell her. She'll be excited. Thank you so much, Dr. John Lubecki. You have a great day.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Dr. John Lubecki has left the building. And, again, his phone number, if you want to stay healthy without a bunch of drugs, prescription drugs, and you want to do it the natural way, or you want to see if you can help your health issues, it's 916-966-7395. You can't go wrong with calling and asking questions or going online at Lubecki, LubeckiWellness.com. LubeckiWellness.com. It is so important to stay healthy today because of all of the electromagnetic pulses, all the radiation and that we are being bombarded with. And sorry, but I'm one of those people who are totally irritated with assaulting us at the airports without our written consent, to be totally naked x-rayed without any protection around our bodies and not even knowing what levels of radiation they're radiating our bodies with, which is an assault, a direct assault on our health and an adverse health effect, because radiation can cause death, can cause cancer, can cause cataracts, can stunt the growth of little children, can cause sterility, can cause cancer. It is not a good thing. It is a depopulation program, in my opinion, because many people of a specific country and religion do not get radiated. They get a pass. They don't even get searched, believe it or not. Take it from the Rose. Been on this path for 30 years. And on that note, let's see if we can take a little break and come back, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the issues of the day that concern most Americans.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe, Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right, everyone. Listen up because you're listening to The Rose. Rose Columbo right here for you on Blog Talk Radio. It's his worldwide podcast radio. You can hear anywhere around the world, and I love seeing all the little flags from around the world who listen in. And let's take a look at what's happening in the good old USA. As most people around the world probably know, the Democrats are trying to impeach the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, from office when we only have another year to go before elections, basically, because October is a dead month, and then we vote in November. So it's not very far because they'll be taking a recess for the holidays. So basically, there's only a year left before elections, so why the rush to impeachment now is a little bit ridiculous. Not a little bit, it's a lot ridiculous for the waste of energy and time going into this. That's opening a lot of can of worms and scandals for a lot of people. Sometimes silence is golden. Just let it go. So on Steadfast and Loyal, we have Intelligence Watchdog now says whistleblower claimed firsthand knowledge. I was the first one online to state and post that hearsay does not qualify as a whistleblower, because hearsay is like gossip. You're getting information from several sources or another source, and you as a person have selective hearing, so we all hear what we want to hear, and we interpret our hearsay, which I also call as gossip, to what we believe personally. It is not firsthand knowledge, and a protected whistleblower has always required that you have firsthand knowledge, that you are present during the activity, or you are an employee and are present and have firsthand knowledge of the activity. And none of these scenarios fit the description of the so-called protected whistleblower, which in my opinion is not a whistleblower. It is a person coming with selective hearing, hearsay, aka gossip. And he is also known to be anti-Trump. And so right before the the impeachment inquiries, Speaker Pelosi and the Intelligence Committee, it's not very intelligent to do this, decides that they're going to change firsthand knowledge being present and or employed and present as a protected whistleblower. Doesn't have to be present, doesn't have to be an employee, and doesn't have to have firsthand knowledge. They just have to have hearsay and their selective hearing and their personal political view and opinion about the person they are accusing of a crime, which is very serious. Impeachment is very serious because the President of the United States is the most powerful man on the earth until they changed all the rules and the laws to suit their political agendas. This is a disgrace. It's shameful. It should never be happening. And in our country, because as a longtime political activist and advocate for justice who has firsthand experience as a whistleblower and also wrote a 6-year report on corruption, I could tell you that was accepted and by the powers that be. I can tell you that through 30 years of experience with the legal system, that there's a 2-tier justice system, which I wrote into my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, 10 years ago, warning Americans of this them against us society. We are us and they are them, who hold themselves above the law and exempt themselves from the laws and deny everything if accused, and then point the finger at somebody else. Works really great. It has worked for a very long time. And it's still happening today, only it's worse, because in 2009, they actually morphed all branches of government into one branch of government, and under the Obama administration, and allowed him to run the nation based on executive order, not the lawmakers, which is their duty to read, which they never read Obamacare, so they said. So how can an unread Obamacare mandate and mandates and laws and punishments and fines and taxes be legal, lawful, and constitutional? It can't. But hey, like I said, they hold themselves above the law. Then they exempted themselves from all of the signing up and paying up and the mandates and the punishments and the fines. So that's your example of one example of a major, major exemption by the Democrats holding themselves above the law and not disclosing that there were death panels in Obamacare for Americans only, because they excluded themselves and they excluded the donors and the bundlers. They excluded the Muslims and the illegals. So people don't realize that their favoritism for illegals and real or fake refugees in our country started a long time ago. Didn't just happen now, where if you say illegal alien over in New York, which is unconstitutional by this mayor or governor, whoever imposed it, and should be sued, in my opinion, by constitutional lawyers, has made it a crime and a $250,000 fine for the American people. Well, how many Americans make $250,000 in a lifetime, let alone as a fine? So they're punishing Americans for their crimes. That's exactly what they're doing. And so they're punishing President Trump because he decided to go rogue and didn't want to join in on this them against us society, because he loves America and he loves the Constitution and he loves sovereignty and he loves the rule of law and he loves the republic. We are not a democracy. We are a republic operated by the rule of law. But everybody forgets that. And so we don't have kings and queens in our country. We don't have people who can hold themselves above the law and exempt themselves from the law. But they do, because they are becoming totalitarian with their laws, that they will punish you if you open your mouth and speak the truth. Bottom line. So anyway, what happened here is the intelligence watchdog now says whistleblower claimed... Now says, change the story. They changed their story. Get this, they changed their story again. Claim firsthand knowledge. Well, they're very confused, aren't they? Either the whistleblower is confused, or the intelligence community thought we were all stupid and didn't get it, or the Democrats did. Which is it? The Inspector General for the Intelligence Community said late Monday that the whistleblower who started this Ukraine witch hunt had marked on his whistleblower complaint, he had both firsthand knowledge and rumors and innuendo in his report. So if he had firsthand knowledge, somebody lied. Was it the intelligence community? Was it the Democrats? Or was it the whistleblower, or all three? Somebody lied about this form, because they told us it was all about hearsay. Now, if you go into a court of law as a witness and you base your testimony on hearsay, that lawyer is going to get shot down by the judge, and he's going to throw that person off the witness stand. Because hearsay in a court of law is totally prohibited. You cannot testify under oath based on hearsay. We all have selective hearing. We all hear what we want. We see what we want. We tell our stories how we want, according to our beliefs. Believe it or not, we're all biased. So either he or she, the whistleblower or so-called whistleblower, lied on the form, or this was done to get the complaint filed until they changed the rules to allow water cooler talk to be submitted rather than the first-hand knowledge. The Inspector General, in another announcement, admits the rules were changed so the hoax, the witch hunt, the other fake story, and then, and then the chair of the impeachment process, Senator Schiff, tells a story with, and quoting, lies that President Trump stated. And after he's all done with his brainwashing of the American people, and I'm only going to repeat this 7 times, after he's all done with his fake story of what the president didn't say, actually in reality, he calls it a parody, as if it was a joke. This is not a joke. This is affecting our economy, our jobs, creating more jobs, bringing more jobs back to the country that Trump has done, securing the borders, building the wall, restoring legal immigration, restoring sovereignty, restoring secure borders, restoring the republic, restoring the United States Constitution of this great nation. That's what it's all about. They're destroying it. They're shredding it. And if you think this is funny, it is not funny, because if you think that totalitarianism, communism, the Muslim Brotherhood ideology, Sharia law, and socialism are good, then you should just pack up your bags and move to those countries. Because 70% of the American people are very worried and concerned about these socialists and these commies who are attempting to change and replace our Constitution of the United States of America, which are the laws of the land. And they are rooted in the Judeo-Christian Bible and rooted from the Ten Commandments. That's why we don't have honor killings. That's why we're not allowed to rape children. That's why we're not allowed to rape women. That's why we're not allowed to commit murder. That's why we're not allowed to commit hearsay and gossip under the Ten Commandments. That's why we're not allowed to worship idols, etc. So, what is it? Who lied? Somebody lied. So, Fox News says, the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community said late Monday that the whistleblower whose complaint touched off an impeachment inquiry claimed to have firsthand knowledge of misconduct, a claim that appears to conflict with documents sent to Congress and the Director of National Intelligence. Well, what is happening here is that we have a rogue government. And we have people who are not telling the truth, even though the American people know the truth for the majority, who aren't brainwashed, who are intelligent, who aren't stupid, foolish, small-minded, deplorable, despicable dredges, which is what the Democrats call the majority of Americans who oppose their agendas. That's shameful. We're fellow Americans. We don't call them names. We don't care who they vote for. That's the way America's always been. That's why we're America, because we have the right to speak out. We have the constitutional right to opinion. We're not communist China. We have the right to demand legal immigration and know who our neighbors are and who's working next to us so we aren't shot over in San Bernardino somewhere. that happened a few years back by unidentified foreigners who entered our country or shot our loved ones, or Boston or New Orleans. I can go on and on and on. We weren't just attacked on 9/11/2001, America. We've been attacked many times and we're under attack now. And as Nancy Pelosi said, we're in a revolution. Yes, Nancy Pelosi, I respect what you just said. We are in a revolution. We are in a revolution, and it's a spiritual one that's undeclared by evil versus good. The law versus lawlessness. Lawmakers versus lawbreakers. We are definitely truth versus lies. That's where we're at in America. And what are we leaving our children? Are we going to leave them socialism, communism, Sharia law, where honor killings are okay, where marrying your relative is okay, where marrying children is okay? Is that what we're going to leave? We're a majority of baby boomers. Baby boomers are fighting back, and they see us as worthless. And pull the plug on them. Euthanasia, right there in Obamacare. Euthanasia for cancer patients, for people who are chronically ill, for people for autism. Babies born with autism now. I mean, it's like a death knell here. We're going to kill babies who are not only during pregnancy being nurtured, but we are also going to kill them at birth, and we're going to kill them after birth. Well, Obama voted for all three when he was a senator, non-vetted senator, by the way, and without a birth certificate, a certified birth certificate, because the Democrats didn't care. They didn't care about the rule of law or the policies or the requirements to be a public servant in the highest offices in the land. They didn't care about one of the freshmen's addresses was false, and they don't care today, or that she misused the campaign donations for personal use. They don't care about any of these things. They're all overlooked, and the only people that are being punished are the President of the United States and anyone who supports him. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your property. They're coming for your bank accounts. They're coming for your IRAs. If you had read Obamacare like I did and had studied it, you would know what they're doing. You would know about the death panels, but I was hung up by major stations because I told the truth. And they said that wasn't true. But it is true. And my blog was partially read on the congressional floor with my name into the record. Because I said Obamacare was like having an imaginary gun to your head, and you were to pay up or else be punished. You were forced to use your earned money after taxes to buy a consumer product you may or may not want to buy with your own money. And if you didn't buy it, you're going to be punished with huge fines. I don't know if they ended up calling them taxes or fines or penalties, all unconstitutional no matter what they say. And then on top of it, they rationed and denied health care to Americans. And they gave free health care to illegals and to themselves and to the Muslims that Obama and Hillary migrated into the country for 8 years using U.S. tax dollars and using the U.S. refugee agencies. And the whistleblowers said they did very, very little, if any, vetting at all, because they were told to migrate as many as possible every day for 8 years. So if you think that's not lawlessness, then what is it? So the lengthy statement Monday was posted in response to questions raised in the media and by congressional Republicans about the disclosure form filed by the whistleblower. He's not even a whistleblower, in my opinion, if he doesn't have firsthand knowledge. He's a person who's telling a story about what he heard. So who first flagged concerns about the President Trump's July phone? And by the way, they've also verified he is anti-Trump. And it was a phone call in which he asked the leader of the Ukraine to look into actions by former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. The IG said, the whistleblower stated on an initial form August 12th that he or she possessed both firsthand and other information. That's so does he have firsthand information? Was he present? Was he on the phone call? Was he legally or illegally on the phone call? All these questions need to be asked, and they need to be answered. The American people have a right. We elect them based on honesty. This is not honesty. We elect them based on their promises to uphold their sworn oath to uphold the United States Constitution and to secure the borders and protect the safety and welfare of every legal American. They're not doing any of that. They are hoping to depopulate the baby boomers and the newborns, which they're doing, and replace us with foreigners. Get it? No more European descendants. We're not welcome anymore. We're obsolete. We are obsolete. You should watch the little movie on the Twilight Zone. You are obsolete. It is very real. Believe it or not, I don't know how Rod Serling knew all of that, but he was a genius. And it turns out to be true. Sadly, we are obsolete. Our generational families, they meant nothing as they fought in the wars. They died. They were injured. They're lying in veterans' hospitals. They're all obsolete, according to these new progressive socialist commie types in America. Well, AOC went to New York and destroyed thousands of jobs for the New Yorkers. And I don't know why they're voting for these people. I just can't even imagine. So what's interesting as well is that California is a nightmare and not doing very well economically. And in fact, we got a big fat F score in California. And let's see if I can find that here. Let's see, it should be somewhere around. Let's see, where is it? I wanted to read it to you because it's important, because we have Speaker Pelosi, who represents California, Dianne Feinstein, who represents California, Adam Schiff, who represents California, Maxine Waters, who represents California, Kamala Harris, who represents California, all screaming about President Trump and a phone call between, a legal phone call between him and the Ukrainian president, which is stunning because California is in debt. California is falling apart with tent cities, unidentified people, druggies, rats, and diseases spreading in California in their tent cities that are driving down the property values, destroying businesses, and destroying California and the sovereignty of California and the rule of law for secure borders. And so they're over there trying to impeach a president and spend all their time in D.C. attempting to impeach the president of the United States, that 70% of the people do not want impeached because we have a high employment record, not only in white communities, but black communities. Well, they are ignoring California, and it is in debt. It's in the red, and residents who have lived in California for many years have been moving out in the droves by the hundreds. They are moving out to Texas, to Arizona. They're moving to Colorado because of the high debt, the high taxes, the high cost of living. And they care less about California, which is who they are representing. They're spending all their time on President Trump. So on that note, I want to say that we really need to step up to the plate, call our legislators and tell them to drop the impeachment proceedings and get back to work, because we have many, many problems that need to be addressed, especially in states like California. So God bless you. God bless America. And may God keep his hand on the President of the United States and on the military, on law enforcers, and on you and your family. And may he preserve the freedom, the liberty, and rights that he blessed this great country with.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.